Proclamation number 5321 of 21st of February, 1952. Cosmic currents. Astrology. The spirit in you must be active, if you want to have clarity in all things, if you think right and move into divine truth. The right understanding cannot be given to you people, but you must satisfy the preconditions first, that ensure you fully understanding, and this condition is precisely that you awake the spirit within you, that he might teach you, guide your thinking in the right way and give you an understanding of higher wisdom, that you as man alone cannot understand only with your intellectual thinking. It is a completely useless starting, to want to enter into divine secrets of creation without help of the Spirit, that, as share of God, knows everything and can you people also communicate the knowledge. Without activity of the Spirit you will never get an insight into the divine plan of creation and salvation, or, as the knowledge therefore is supplied from the outside to you, you cannot comprehend it. But what the Spirit of God gives you about it, is the most full truth and will increase your knowledge, because it started from God, it is a direct supply of the truth, which is its origin in God. The whole creation, earthly and spiritual, has become formed by God's will, founded in His love and aim determined by His wisdom. Therefore it is every creation in its origin and its usefulness considered full of wisdom and inserted to the whole creation, as God regarded it as curative for the upward developing spiritual of eternity. Each act of creation is the completion of another, and the whole spiritual and earthly creation is an incomprehensible spiritual complex that awaits its dissolution. Man is only able to take the tiniest fraction in his sense, 0:21/1952, and so he must be content with explanations that give him only a faint notion, that only outline its purpose and aim, what is the result of God's creative hand. It is not the man's intention to want to fathom the deepest secrets while he is still in earthly material body on earth, because his mental horizon is limited, because he lacks any power of imagination, to be able to understand existing creations outside the earth. But countless stars are visible to his bodily eyes, they circle also as creations of God in the infinite universe and move in infinite distance of man in lawfully established tracks. These stars are probably obvious to him, but not to explore with his intellect. There are those worlds, where either a kind of education or the advancement of human souls is going on, because there are countless spheres, that serve those in countless different maturity standing souls to stay. Watch all the stars, that your eyes see, as training stations of the spiritual, then you will have already clearly explained meaning and purpose of the stars. The whole creation, all stars in earthly material or spiritual nature, are driven by will, and they all are under the law of a fraternal order, whose author is the divine creator himself. Nothing can happen illegally in the entire universe, everything must take place legally. Otherwise God himself would expose the creation for dissolution, as he acted contrary to his law. This knowledge man must have, to be able to understand now, that there might be neither arbitrary world events nor arbitrary cosmic events, because any event is already calculated to the eternal basic law and so it appears, as God has recognized it expediently since eternity for spiritual development. In time's exaggerated mental research man probably believes, to be able to detect a certain rule and to have discovered and now to be able to guarantee a knowledge for future events. You can probably recognize a certain legality now subordinate to this law. But then the man himself inserts into the law. But not that he thinks he can dominate the law by wanting to calculate what should be hidden from him naturally. By bringing the fate, the life of a man in connection with the circling stars and Theron by divine law. You people ask yourselves whether it would be good, you could know ahead of your course of life, all the events and details. And do not ask yourself at last, how then your free will would be to defend, ask yourselves, whether you could then talk probably of a life's mission, of a spiritual upward trend in free will. All this would be invalid, if you would be able to make calculations by the course of the stars, that should determine your earthly life. There are divine laws, by which the life, the fate of the man is organized, but never more people can inspect in this law, never more there is the knowledge about it available, otherwise God would not hide the future for the people just as a law too, that is founded in his wisdom and love. But undeniably correlations exist in the whole universe between some creations, and also each star radiates certain forces, which are caught by other heavenly bodies, that is not without influence. These are cosmic currents, naturally indicated by divine laws, and these currents have an effect on humans from time to time, more or less stimulating him, but also sometimes crippling. So a purely natural influence of the stars on people can not be denied, but that does not influence the spiritual development in any way, only can be physically felt. And these cosmic currents may also have a constructive or destructive effect, but natural disasters cannot be calculated to Musa with the fullest certainty. Otherwise even those temporal definite predictions would cause the greatest confusion among the people and therefore mean an obstacle for spiritual development and free will. People can also sometimes be exposed to cosmic influences, but never more they are pushed to decisions that are determinant for the spiritual development. But the desire to reveal hidden things cannot be satisfied by suggestion. People, suggestion was crossed out and people was written about it. Because what God keeps hidden, the people cannot detect, unless God himself shows it to them, to help them to the height. So he himself makes known future things, to protect the people from the danger of a fall in the depth. Amen.